ABC Radio Australia.
The official date for Fiji's election is December 14, but some people in the country's most remote communities are voting a week earlier. This pre-polling is a logistical challenge for electoral officials, forcing them to sometimes travel for hours on horseback or on foot through mountains, forests and rising rivers. ABC reporter Live Mvono in Suva with this report.
Travelling in sometimes treacherous conditions, electoral officials delivered ballot boxes to almost 80,000 people in more than 600 communities.
We are hoping for good weather. Please pray for good weather. Please pray for the safety of my staff. And we're looking forward to a big turnout on in pre-poll. In the last election, pre-poll turnout was 64%. And that was not acceptable by any means.
Mohamed Sanim is Fiji's supervisor of elections.
This village is 4.5 hours of walk across this one river, and you have to cross that river 25 times. Sometimes it's waist deep, sometimes it's knee deep, because they don't want people crossing the river at night. And 25 times crossing the river is not that you are going, the river is winding and you are going to cross it straight. And the river is has got gravel in it, so the chances that you will cross without falling is zero. So taking materials into these areas is not easy.
In the village of Nasele in Naitasiri province, the first voter to cast her ballot was Philomena Likumoto. She says whoever wins these elections must move the country forward.
In my view, elections should be about getting help to our communities. It was very easy because there were booklets to help me vote. This was the fourth time for me to vote. Leading up to the elections, I was praying to him to help me vote wisely. In my view, these elections should be for good governance and good leaders, so our needs can be met.
Teams were sent to Fiji's outer islands as far as Lau, which is closer to Tonga than to mainland Fiji, and deep into mountainous regions where horses are the main mode of transportation.
Very, very treacherous. So that is the lay of the land, as I must say. Some of the maritime region islands. Onoilau is the last island. It is further from Fiji than the nearest country, right? And you have to go by boat. It takes, I think, 2 days by boat, right? The boat does their briefing before they get on the ship. And then there is daily captain's briefing. And you can't train anybody for a sea voyage. Mostly you can just be prepared for it. And so that's what we're doing. So pre-poll is happening in areas where it is hard to reach. Also where there is no connectivity.
The overall goal is to get more people to vote and improve turnout from the 64% that voted at the last elections. Pre-poll voting is for communities too far away from or too small for a polling station. For Nasele headman Sikeli Rambakele, he is happy his village was the first to vote.
We were happy that the first pre-poll happened in our village. We prepared well and the FEO was helpful in raising awareness, especially to the elderly. We are happy with the turnout of voters today. We asked them to choose wisely, to choose a government we could all support to lead us in the way forward. I am encouraging voters to do their duty and to vote to choose a government to lead us into the future.
Apart from far-flung communities, provisions have been made for members of the police and army to take part in pre-polling.